A dead humpback whale is floating in a Lübeck cove. Scientists are eager to find the cause of its demise, but as Fred Bever reports, it comes at a time of increasing mortality for the species.
People who've seen the whale estimate that it's about 26 feet long. Ralph Dennison is Lübeck's harbor master. He visited the shore at Boot Cove near Quoddy Head to get a view of the animal.
It was just getting kind of bloated. It had a seagull on it starting to, eat some of the carcass, and there was some eagles flying around, and bits of it had started to wash ashore. But, it wasn't pretty, but that's the way nature is, I guess.
Dennison, who also captains a whale watch boat, says judging from the large size of this whale's pectoral fins, it is likely a humpback. Rosemary Seaton of Allied Whale, a research unit at the College of the Atlantic, confirms that, and her team was able to gather a bit more information when they waded out to the whale on Wednesday.
So it's a juvenile female humpback whale. We didn't see any, impressions that might suggest entanglement, so there's nothing like that. There were no bruising or anything that might suggest a ship strike.
But Seaton says that the team was unable to shift the whale, which was floating on its back, enough to see whether evidence of the cause of death might be found on submerged areas of the animal. The question is gaining urgency. Humpbacks are one of several whale species whose mortality rates have risen in recent years. The endangered northern right whale is in the most perilous condition, with only 450 left on the planet. North Atlantic humpbacks are much more abundant. Over 10,000 are estimated to swim off the U.S. and Canada. But Seaton says they need close attention, too.
This is a very robust population, so it can handle some of these deaths. But still, you don't want to ignore it when you've got, twice the numbers dying that you usually get.
A year ago, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration declared an unusual mortality event for the humpback, the right whale, and the minke whale. Federal scientists said the number of humpbacks struck by ships had risen to four times the usual average. Deborah Fauquier, a NOAA veterinary medical officer, says the Lübeck find brings to 10 the number of dead humpbacks found so far this year. That continues the elevated rate seen the previous 2 years. Research into underlying causes is ongoing, she says.
Have where the whales gone changed? So have their distributions changed? Has their food changed? Has where ships go or fishing go changed? And trying to evaluate that larger, bigger picture.
Fauquier says she's anxious to get more information about the latest humpback whale mortality. The College of the Atlantic's Rosemary Seaton says she is hopeful that her team will be able to gather more samples from the Boot Cove whale, ideally beaching it and performing a complete necropsy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.